brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's our final segment with the one, the only, Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, former Libertarian presidential nominee and candidate Michael Bagnarek. Talk about the state of the world's coming up. They'll be joining us. We'll open the phones up as well with Mr. Bagnarek on a host of issues. Gerald, if you were on, you know, national TV, which isn't what it used to be, the ratings have dropped, but let's say you were talking to, you know, millions of people, which you are, but folks that weren't informed, what would you say in the 5 minutes we have left? What would you say to them about, you know, changing the direction we're going or where it's going if we don't change it?
I will say that, but I just want to finish that thought I had to say about the big deal when the ambassador gets killed.
Sure.
You know, when Sergeant Rodriguez gets blown up and gets killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan, when Tammy White gets her brains blown out by a sniper in Afghanistan, when somebody else, you know, Michael Smith, the lieutenant, he gets killed by a rocket-propelled grenade. The president, the secretary of state, nobody shows up. They don't even show the coffins on TV. But when the ambassador gets killed, boy, oh boy, the whole crew comes out. The world stops. The embassies are all... But when anything happens to us, it doesn't matter. And I'm saying that because it leads into your next question. What could change it? The whole system is built upon making them look better than you or me. And what I say to everyone right now, that the only way that the change is going to come is when you make the change. It has to start with the individual. We all have unique gifts. You have yours, they're a parent. And everybody has to rise up to keep making your unique gift greater and greater. I have a friend of mine, Sonny Rollins, the great jazz saxophonist. He's in his 80s. He gave me a quote from one of my books, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. He practices every day. He practices every day getting better at his trade. You don't hope for things to happen. I say this because we're in this campaign cycle that's ending. We're going to be left with a choice of a lesser of two evils. And I'm saying I don't go out with evils. I don't deal with evils. I don't do business with evils. I don't hang out with evils. Why would I vote for an evil to run my life or run my country? So I'm saying that because people don't have the belief that they are as least good as their leaders. So I suggest this. If Clinton can, if Bush can, if Obama can, and Romney can, then you can. And I can, unless, of course, you think that their mother's better than yours. Just speaking for myself, they're not superior to me. They're red carpets, all saluting. I salute. I got one for you. Save it. You're not better than me, and your mother's not better than mine. Let's just call it equal so this doesn't get out of hand. So people have to find within themselves to stop buying into the baloney, raise themselves to the highest levels, because when the collective consciousness changes, Alex, to me, that's the only way it changes.
No, I agree. It's these so-called elites that are dragging us down, and they know it. They're just willing to do horrible things that normal, good, virtuous people aren't. They have desires that we don't have. They're like cancer. Like you said, they're anti, you know, team humanity, and it's time to stop bowing down to them. It's time to get in their face and tell them they're scum and filth. I do that. In fact, my mother's a lot better than them. I don't come from inbred parasites that suck off people. My mother's better than theirs.
Well, I was just trying to keep it equal. You know, that's what I mean. Yeah, of course. What do you think, their mother could cook like?
No, I mean, these globalists come from a bunch of murdering inbred scum, most of them. Their mothers were pigs.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Gerald Celente, you're awesome. Trends Journal. Everybody can find out more right there at trendsresearch.com. Thank you, my friend, for all the time.
Thank you. Keep it up, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. We'll be back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we have been going for 25 hours straight right now, and we're going to go for another 23 hours until 11 a.m. tomorrow. In fact, I have a sneaking suspicion we may just keep going by then. We have had an incredible lineup. Let me tell you who's been on. Congressman Walter Jones, Greg Palast, Sean Stone, John Rappaport, Mike Adams, Webster Tarpley, George Norrie, James Wesley Rawls, Linda West, Ja'Kari Jackson, and all the guests they had on. Russell Dowden, Dan Bedondi, Syrian Girl, Rob Dude, David Icke, Gerald Celente just left us. Now Michael Bagnerick's coming on, Max Kaiser, Joseph Farah, Amber Lyon, the CNN whistleblower, Larry Pinkney, John B. Wells, Darren McBrain, Richard Reeves, David Knight, Lord Christopher Monckton, Joel Skousen, and so many others. David Ortiz, you name it, here on the transmission. And I don't know, I did like 12 hours yesterday, and I'm doing not quite as many today, but then I'm back tomorrow. To end the 48-hour transmission. And look, I don't like getting up on air and asking for money. I don't like doing it. Quite frankly, if I spent more time on sales and if I spent more time, before we go to Michael Bagnerick, if I spent more time cutting better ads, doing things, I could probably raise the capital we need to get the satellite uplinks and pay for a bunch of expensive TV equipment, even trying to get the cheap stuff. because we've already got the studios built. We're already reaching millions and millions and millions more people every week. I want to do free to air, but there's a couple different satellites we'd need to put the nightly news up on, because the mission isn't just make money. In fact, that money is fuel in the rocket. We are trying to basically just do outreach to the world, you know, like the Christian missionaries do with their satellites that reach hundreds of millions. That's what we want to be able to do. Kind of like, you know, British government has channels worldwide, the Iranian, the Russian, the U.S. government. I mean, I want to do something like that. Okay, money, I don't worship money. I don't worship at the altar of it. In fact, it's a hassle when it's, you know, yours personally. You got to fool with it. You know, you got a car that runs, you got some money in the bank for your kids, you got your bills paid. Man, you're happy. These globalists always want more, 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 because they're like peacocks showing off to each other. But I did realize about 5-6 years ago, I said, man, we're the best there is. I mean, when it comes to fighting the New World Order, we're reaching 2 or 3 million people or more a week, some weeks more. And I was like, wow, listeners are like, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do a magazine. You need to do a nightly news. You need to do. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So it's taken me 5 years to get to this next level. 50 crew members, 51 crew members and contractors. And now we're finishing up some of the new sets, which are good for different shows. We're gonna have a lot of things. You know, gun shows. We're gonna have shows analyzing propaganda, not just the nightly news. I mean, we're really building something here, but we're always busy doing all the other stuff while we're building it. And really having a chunk of cash, I mean, folks, CNN studios and stuff cost $3 to $5 million. Our studio, I don't know, that studio back there with all the equipment and the building and everything, $400,000. Our one big TV studio, and we're putting in some little sets that are $30,000 to $50,000 a piece, and the equipment, and getting the new upgrade of cameras. You know, that's a couple $100,000 to have enough for everybody to use. Just so everything looks really awesome, and that's what matters nowadays. We need to get more crew to be able to not just put stuff in the high def up at PrisonPlanet.tv, but as the outreach after it's first at PrisonPlanet.tv, put it up in high def on YouTube. It's just the time to sit there and compress it and get it up there. We don't have the crew. That's why it's in cruddy res, because we're just fast as we can blasting it out. We put it out high res and HD for everybody on the, you know, in the archive every night, but then I'm not going to get into a whole rant about it. The point is that we are dedicated to this. And so I understand we're in a depression. And if I got up here and said, we absolutely have to have this money or we won't be operating, it'd be a lie. And, you know, I could raise $5 million like that. It was when my show was a fraction of its audience 5 years ago that it is now, that Ron Paul came on and not being prompted said, half the donations we get in this campaign are from your listeners. I mean, that's a big deal. Well, I'm telling you, Ron Paul was there as an educational thing. Even if he didn't have a very good chance of winning, people now know about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. It's mainlined it so we can then go to the next level. You know, now they're passing legislation in the House to audit the Fed. 15 years ago, Ron Paul couldn't get one co-sponsor. So it's a process. You know, this war is a series of little battles and big battles and in-between battles, and you're all out there. More powerful than you know. So what can you do? Spread the word about the show on your local AM and FM stations you're listening to. Sponsor the show if you're a local business. You know, support the First Amendment. Support people that will expose the real corruption and who don't play games to become trailblazers. I've already seen my show. This has been admitted in major trade publications, like Talkers and Radio Inc. and others, that the Alex Jones Show is the mark in trailblazing alternative media and is at the very center of the internet revolution, just because I was always trying to find any way I could to reach people and get to them. So we were always trying everything new. And so that's why we've been trailblazers. They say necessity is the mother of invention. I'm no genius. I'm just somebody that knows I don't want to be a slave and works hard, and you figure it out by trial and error. We still got a lot to figure out. Okay. But you can see we're growing fast because we're putting everything we can, our backup money, everything, into really trying to give a full resistance to the globalist. I mean, not do half measures, not wish later we would have done more. So I'm going to tell you what I told you the last 4 years with these money bombs. This is the fifth year. Do not give me money if you are in debt or have bill problems. I'm like one of these preachers. If you're a local business, you sponsor our local AM&FM affiliates because they're awesome. And they're putting us on prime time and we're getting great ratings for them, but they need the sponsorship as well. Spread the word about the show. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to watch the show, not just hear it. Sign up and get the magazines. Those are about pamphlets, though. These are at cost. You can buy them in bulk. This is about people really appreciate them. You know, glossy magazine. They're now in glossy with all the key info every month to them. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the Pro Pure water filters, already discounted 10%. Nobody's got them at that price. And the profit we make off that is good to fund things. InfoWarsStore.com. But if you're a business owner, and you don't like these wars, and you don't like torture, and you don't like the corruption, let me tell you, there's no bigger bang for the buck than giving money straight up to InfoWars.com. You know, I give money to Salvation Army, to Meals on Wheels, things I know are good charities where over 90% of the money actually goes to the people. I give some money, not a lot. Compared to what rich people would give, I give money to groups that buy, you know, hospital beds and things for kids. And I do intend, you know, I'm trying to take, you know, instead of keeping profit for myself, which I do need to protect myself and be strong, I'm just kind of all in. Well, you know what? I'll just put it all in to this. And then sometimes I have to control myself to not, you know, give the money I've got, a little bit of money, to straight up charity. But I go out and do research about what the real charities are. My point is, this is not a charity. This is, hey, you want to help us get bigger guns in the info war? Then go give right now at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I mean, really, we need people that are business owners and are successful and who've got, you know, just piles of money in the bank. And I know that we know our demographics. We have incredibly wealthy people listening, a lot of nouveau riche, a lot of upper middle class, who'll go spend $10,000 on a set of golf clubs or $100,000 on some car, and you got eight of them out in the garage. You know, the point is, you need to donate to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. The received knowledge, the received thing is, keep your head down. Don't be involved in anything. Just take care of yourself and you'll be fine. Look, that's what's gotten us to this point. That's why I've thrown caution to the wind being threatened and all the stuff that I've been through, because I realize there's no future if we don't stop these globalists. So again, I haven't really done the pitch yet, because I hate asking for money, but I mean, that's it, folks, and it's truth. You need to donate right now at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're almost at the $200,000. $500,000 is what we really need. It'd be great to get a million in. I know we have upwards of 3 million listeners a day on XM and over 130 affiliates. And, again, we're not NPR where they take government money but also beg for money every day. Once a year for 5 years we've done this. And here we are. We're doing it. And if you want to just really help us expand, but we're not really going to expand much more. It's more electronic. In fact, next year I don't intend to grow anymore. This is enough. Then we may not even do a money bomb next year. But the point is that fifth annual money bomb, you can get T-shirts, you name it. There's also some eBay auctions. It's all there. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139. We got Max Kaiser coming up in the next hour. A lot of other really big guests. Let's go to Michael Bagnarek, the presidential a candidate, what was it, back in 2004, former Austinite, friend of mine, been out to dinner many times, on Access TV going back 16 years ago, 17 years ago, really, you know, getting politically involved at the same time. Well, he'd been involved before that, but in Austin. We're about to go to break, my friend. It's great to have you on. In fact, I had your bio info. I want to be sure and plug your website as well here, because that's important in the Constitution classes and your new book that's coming out and all you're doing. But just, we're going to break here, but in 2 minutes, the state of the world. I mean, how crazy does it have to get before we really wake up?
Oh, I wish I knew the answer to that question. It is going over the edge. Everybody realizes that there are economic problems. The price of gasoline is going up. The price of food is going up. And what really is happening is the value of our money is going down. And the United States is in good shape compared to other countries in the world. So if people think they're hurting now, they just have to wait a couple more months, and the real pain is going to start.
I heard you last week on, I think it was Rule of Law Radio, and you were pointing out, and I want to come back with this, and then whatever you want to get into, it's such an honor to have you. Michael, I heard you talking about, hey, just because they pass a law doesn't mean you have to follow it. And that's in the Constitution. That's in the Bill of Rights. That's in jurisprudence. That's in Magna Carta. I mean, if the government says you got to give us your daughters, you know, to have sex with, and they used to have that in Europe, you can say no. If they announce black people are slaves tomorrow and try to pass that law, which wouldn't happen, the point is you can say no. I mean, if they say I've got to go work in a slave pit because they say so, no, I have a right to fight back. And I want to talk about that, because I'm not somebody that runs around calling for violence and stuff. But defensively, you know, there's coming a time where the tyrants can only push so far. And we'll be right back with Michael Bagnarek for the balance of the hour. And we'll break down where he sees the world going, and we'll take some calls. And Max Kaiser's coming up for 2 hours. We'll take calls pretty much the whole time he's on with us. So your calls are coming up. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, I have no place to stay. Going down now, going down now. Yeah, the dollar's going down. Let's hear it one more time. Boom! It's coming. Oh, yeah. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. tell you, I'm getting a little dingy because I got about 3 hours sleep last night. I went and did Coast to Coast AM and then came back early this morning. And we had crew overnight doing a fabulous job. Some of the reporters and people in here. All right, Michael Begnarek, I'm going to shut up. Let's repeat the point you made in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, jurisprudence, about the fact they just keep passing all these laws. They don't even have a law that the TSA can do what they do. They just do it. They're not even sworn officers. A sworn officer couldn't do that. What do you call this lawlessness of government that's just going rampantly wild right now? And why do you think they're doing this? I mean, is it just that they've learned they can get away with it? So they are. I mean, we see history repeating itself. Get into that precept, though, the fact that, they can announce we're all slaves tomorrow. It doesn't mean it's really the law.
Yes, that's true. And the phrase that I say is that if Congress passed a law that I was a 7 foot tall purple rabbit, that doesn't make it true. I'm not 7 foot tall, I'm not purple, and I'm not a rabbit. But if they declare 7 foot tall purple rabbit hunting season, I might be in a little bit of trouble if they have my name on the list. But you are correct. It's mostly because Americans go along with it. The problem is that we are so taught to conform to society and submit to authority that we don't even question it. If either you or I went out and we asked a young lady to raise her arms up so we could take a naked photo of her, I mean, we'd be slapped with a harassment suit. But that happens every day, every moment at the airports in the country. You know, they just, and people just file through the body scan machine. You know, they're going to visit grandma. They really pay no attention to what is happening. And I used to think that survival, self-preservation was built in, was a DNA encoded, response. But I was talking to somebody, and in the process of doing this discussion, I asked him what he would do if he was walking down the sidewalk and somebody started to choke him. And he said, well, I'd poke him in the eye, step on his foot, you know, to do some form of, you know, violence to stop the attack. And I said, well, what would happen or what would you do if the person choking you was in a uniform and had a badge? What if it was a policeman choking you? And I'm not kidding. They said they would have to stand there and let it happen because you're not allowed to resist the police. And I was speechless, which, as you know, doesn't happen very often for me. There are people genuinely who walk around with the idea in their head that if an authority figure tells them to do something, they are obligated to do it. And we need to change that philosophy in the United States. That's the core.
Yeah, it's totally un-American, but we've been taught being American and being free means you wear giant chains and literally kiss the rear end of any bureaucrat immediately. I mean, that could be the new salute in America. It's not just the TSA grabbing our genitals, but we can run like a dog and just shove our nose into the butt crack of the nearest bureaucrat and then worship them, and then they would taser us and beat our brains out and roll around in our blood, and that could be the new American handshake.
In continuing that discussion, just because something is a law doesn't make it legitimate. Hitler never did anything against law. He just passed a law that said that it was okay to do the things that he did. And in the United States, we all, you know, prefer to think of ourselves as good law-abiding citizens. But at what cost? I mean, how far do we go, you know, to listen to authority? In the 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that it was now illegal for people to own gold, and that everybody was supposed to turn their gold in to, you know, Washington, D.C. And, I mean, it's surprising that a president of the United States who would take an oath of office would get on a balcony and say that. What is even more stunning is that American citizens would actually turn in their gold. Now, I know that there were some that did not, but we have 23,000 gun laws in this country, all of which are unconstitutional. As you well know, they're getting ready to pass the...
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. And it also sounds like you're at Cape Canaveral sometimes, like a rocket's launching. But I kind of like it. What do they have, like 18 monkeys with pots and pans in the background beating them on their heads? All right, folks, I'm sorry. When I haven't had sleep, look out. You start seeing the real Alex Jones. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. And yes, I'm crazed. Crazed for liberty.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Of tyrants and control freaks shelling us on the fact we should bow down. Michael Bagnerick is at a hotel right now, I guess in a commons area. That's why I think they were moving some furniture or something. It was a high school band practicing with drum sets or something. But he's with us. Amazing information. If you haven't been to one of his Constitution courses, because I've watched him online but also seen him give speeches, it's truly powerful. You can go find out about those at constitutionpreservation.org, constitutionpreservation.org, former presidential nominee and candidate for the Libertarian Party, 2004. Good friend of mine going back about 16 years, Michael Bagnerick. Michael, look, where is it going? I mean, here's an example out of the Huffington Post, Associated Press, and The Sun. And the teachers, this came out yesterday, it happened 2 days ago, the iPad that the class was using, her phone synced with it because she'd been loading stuff on it, and it was her sending pictures of her breast to her boyfriend. And they said, doesn't matter, zero tolerance, you saw it, so you're suspended. And the point is, I see this more and more where things are just totally nonsensical on purpose. She's not in trouble, you're in trouble. And they say, yes, you were doing your group learning on these iPads, because it was like groups of four with each one. Yes, it synced and went on there, because she was putting stuff off her phone on that, but you're in trouble. And I see this more and more where, you know, they'll taser someone having a seizure and then say, well, they deserved it. He didn't follow orders, but he was having a seizure. He was unconscious. Well, he's bad. We're arresting, you know. I mean, more and more, it's like government, it seems nonsensical, but they know what they're doing. They're just bringing an unreality to things now where they're always good and you're always bad. To be a citizen is to be a slave, is to be trash, is to be scum. To be government is to be God. And to be a global corporatist, you know, who controls the government is to be God. I want to get into your new book that's coming out. I can't wait to read it. Tell us about that. But where do you see all this going, Michael Bagnieri?
The economy in the United States, and indeed the entire world, is going to crash. People who don't have a year to a year and a half supply of food, the people who have not converted their paper money into silver and gold, are literally not going to survive. This is like the most dreadful game of musical chairs. And
speaking of musical chairs, what's going on where you're at?
I'm sorry, Alex. I've given interviews in this lobby before, but today they decided to mop and clean, and the maid is moving the chairs around.
Why don't we just give them some lightsabers? They can have a battle in there. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's like Darth Vader. I find your lack of faith disturbing. Impressive. Most impressive. Autobots, roll out. Autobots, roll out. I am Optimus Prime, the Cube. All right, I'm starting to get into the mode now. Now, that made him stop. That made him stop. Tell him the name of Darth Vader, cease and desist immediately.
So how much Red Bull have you had over the last 2 days?
I think you've hit on it. I've had too much. Pollen Burst and a root of my coffee, brother.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I was driving the U-Haul down from Indiana to Texas, drinking coffee and Red Bull. My eyes were about a half an inch wider than they usually are.
Autobots, roll out.
The problem is very serious. And it's made more serious by the fact that people are in denial or completely unaware of the problem. I tell people the economy is going to crash and people are going to starve to death. And they just kind of nod their head. They figure Michael is just being, you know, using hyperbole again. I went to a presentation by Peter Schiff. He was talking about the future economy and selling his new book, The Real Crash. And he put it into such detail that even the people who went to see him, who undoubtedly are aware of the problem at least a little bit, I mean, the audience was going, oh, my God. I mean, we couldn't believe how black of a picture he was painting.
And by the way, that's what all the numbers show. Even Stiglitz says it's a global depression. Now, break down what he was saying there, and because it's this learned helplessness. It's this It's this normalcy bias where you can tell people now, hey, they got a proxy war with the Russians in Syria, and the Russians are threatening to start nuking Europe. People are like, oh, what's a Russian? God, I hope they nuke, man. But, you know, if their neighbor's dog goes to the bathroom in their yard, they're ready to kill them. But if government's violating them or robbing them, it's like it's almost cool to be run over and be a slave.
Right. Well, I can't remember all the details, but basically Peter was saying that as bad as things are in the United States, it is much worse over in Europe. He said that Greece and Spain and Italy are basically falling apart. And it's based on loaning money. You borrow money, you can't pay the money back, so you borrow more money to pay that back. And then you borrow more money again. And what the people loaning money do is they reduce the interest rate to make it easier for you to borrow. Is that you're not in trouble when the interest rate is low, but when that interest rate goes back up, you are screwed. And he said that's exactly what has happened in all these European countries. Right now, he said, the interest rate in the United States is practically zero. And he says that people are still buying U.S. Treasury bonds, not because U.S. Treasury bonds are so good, but by comparison to Europe, they are not as bad. And he says as soon as the banks start to raise the interest rates in the United States, things are going to go to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, that's when the inflation, the real inflation, is going to start, and then it's going to be Autobots roll out. Can you do an Optimus Prime impersonation, Michael?
No, I can't. I really don't.
How about Starscream? Can you do that?
I don't even know what Starscream is.
Megatron, I am the leader.
I like to do Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, make my day.
Yeah. Go ahead, punk, make my day. I can do Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. How dare you? Hey, seriously, I'm being a bit dingy, and there was all the banging in the background, which sounded like a Cape Canaveral launch. But I apologize, Michael. I am in kind of a giddy mood here, I think, from too much caffeine and being totally exhausted here in the 48-hour transmission money bomb. What is your prognosis? I mean, look, you got Americans buying guns, 3, 4, 5 million a month. They say they don't trust the government. You've got a huge group of people, probably 100 million, that really know we're in deep trouble. You've got another 100 million that don't know which planet they're on, and another 100 million that just want to party and have a good time. I mean, that's an oversimplification, or bureaucrats. And what's going to happen when things really start accelerating in the collapse that now more and more is a foregone conclusion? Government's digging in, the 1.6 billion bullets. What do you expect to happen? I think we've got a good chance because of your work, Ron Paul, our listeners, myself, and Optimus Prime, and many others. I believe that we have a good chance, being serious here, to actually say, hey, see, big government tyranny and insider good old boy deals, it screwed things up. Let's go back to the republic. But I think now is the prime battle.
I agree. There are a lot of people that you and I have spoken to over the years that get it. They are stocking up on food. They are ready to go. And I've had people tell me privately that, I mean, they are locked and loaded and just waiting to see what's going to happen next. The people who are kind of on the fence, they don't believe that it's going to happen, or they don't believe that it's as bad as you and I tell them. When it starts to happen, they are going to come to Jesus very quickly. They are going to be knocking on our door. You and I are going to be getting phone calls about, oh, my gosh, what do we do? So we're going to have a majority of those people on our side. The people who are concerned that the government, that the army has all the guns, you can't fight against a tank or an F-16, you've got to remember that the people that are operating those war machines are on our side. I mean, they cannot be vocal. They can't get up and, they do occasionally. We had the one Marine who posted on Facebook, and immediately they dragged him off to an insane asylum because he was crazy for, you know, challenging the government. The military is on our side. We are going to restore liberty. It's not going to be pretty in some cases. There's going to be a shortage of food, a shortage of electricity, and people are going to have to learn how to kind of camp out wherever they're living. But there's also going to be a little bit of bloodshed. The people who are unprepared, they're going to be going door to door looking for your last jar of peanut butter. And you don't need to have a gun so much to protect yourself against the IRS and the ATF. You need to have the gun to protect yourself against the neighbor who's going to try to take your food. It's going to be like the L.A. riots after the Rodney King verdict. It can be like that, pretty much wall-to-wall, coast-to-coast.
And by the way, government insiders, I mean, they've got the former Solicitor General, Comptroller. I mean, they're all coming out saying the same thing. And government is really digging in against us. But the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, say we're extremists, Michael, if we talk about it.
Well, yeah, I'm extremist. I'm not going to let anybody take my stuff or hurt me. You know, I'm willing to defend myself. That makes me an extremist.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
But there are organizations who are working to establish a proper Republican form of government so that when the existing government crumbles, that there will be another one ready to take its place, one that goes back to the fundamentals the Founding Fathers documented in all of our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the United States that everybody thinks they live in. So there are a lot of people being prepared, and it's kind of that quiet before the storm. There's that little tension in the air.
Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You aren't on any mercy mission this time. Several transmissions were beamed to this ship. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
So, I've got my lightsabers already. I've got my
I'm sorry.
So, but I'm also trying to spread that knowledge. The information that you and I have been trying to teach for so many years, I've recently put into a new book called The Secret to Sovereignty. And if you've had a chance to read the preface, you'll know that I say, I have the answer, but you're not going to like it. And I think it'll be a really important book once that gets out.
Well, I agree with you here, buddy. And look, it's important more than ever people to get prepared, but also support venues and outlets. That's what this show is all about, people supporting and getting your incredible work and getting it out to others at constitutionpreservation.org, people supporting Ron Paul in the past, helping educate people, because it's a series of battles in this war. People supporting all the countless researchers and fighters for liberty we have on the show. That's why we're having donations today. 48-hour broadcast, and I've gotten a bit dingy. I'll quit having fun here, but me and Michael are old friends, so I don't think we ever, when we used to go out with the libertarians to dinner, though. I think I never did the Darth Vader imitations there. I'm kind of reverting back to 12 years old here. But I like voiceovers. By the way, national top voiceover talent. John B. Wells is also a syndicated radio host, coasttocoastsam.com. He's going to be co-hosting for a couple hours coming up later in the afternoon. Max Kaiser's coming up. Let me give the number out for a few calls for Michael Bagnarik. If you disagree with him or agree with him or disagree with me or you don't think I should be doing James Earl Jones imitations, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will put you in the arena right now. I may even talk to you in an Optimus Prime voice, or I may sing rock and roll songs. You never know what's going to happen when I haven't got any sleep, and I've had 5 cups of coffee this morning so far. Executive cups. I had one of the first cups to come out this morning, and I think that's part of the problem. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bagnarik is our guest, 800-259-9231. I sit here and joke around kind of gallows humor because the sands of time for our republic are running low, and it makes me very, very upset. I mean, I get mad at the globalists because I know they're dangerous, and I know we're on a collision course, and I know I'm not stopping. I'm not bowing down and, kissing their wart-covered toes. So I'm just angry that they're such scum. And I'm also mad at the public because these evildoers are pretty weak and pathetic. They just get in big gangs. But historically, I know we're going to beat these people. And I think if we can beat them, we're going to really see a true, ascendancy of liberty and just an absolutely new era. What do you think about that, Michael Bagnarik?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it just crossed my mind that, in my limited amount of time, I want all of your listeners to download The Law written by Frederick Bastiat. It's a small pamphlet.
It's excellent.
If it takes you longer than 2 hours to read it, you're daydreaming and doing something else. Download The Law by Frederick Bastiat. That will explain the way that government is supposed to work. And it will do it in such clear, concise terms, you won't have any doubt that most of what our government does today is unconstitutional.
Well said. I mean, people need to learn that our ancestors, humans only live 75 years on average. We go through the same stuff over and over again. Those of us that know history are going, oh, man, oh, we know what happens next. Oh, because once you get a tyranny, the worst get in, and then they're replaced with even more bad, and it's like a race to the most evil, and then the worst people you could imagine get in control, and then things go to hell in a handbasket.
And it's because of our lack of vigilance. Thomas Jefferson said, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And when I give presentations, I'll say, raise your hand if you're a good patriotic American. Everybody raises their hand. Raise your hand if you can tell me how many articles are in the Constitution. Nobody. It's like, what's your standard for good patriotic American? You can dress yourself in the morning? I think we ought to raise the standard for what a good patriotic American really is.
Well, I agree with you. We're going to go to a break here in about a minute and come back and take a few calls for two short segments with Michael Bagnarek. Everything is settled down there at Cape Canaveral, and I'm settling down as well. So we're going to go to break and come back. I want to thank all of you that have been donating at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or you can link through at InfoWars.com or PrisonBlender.com. Anything you purchase also goes into the Money Bomb. In the next few days, and I just want to thank you all for your support, but most importantly, spreading the word about the broadcast and checking out the incredible resources at constitutionpreservation.org. I mean, Michael Bagnarek is one of the most eloquent and also on target and down to earth and not patriot mythology, real information, real facts that you'll learn about the Constitution and common law there. We'll be right back.
Money Bomb 2012, October 18th and 19th, 48 hour special transmission. The tyrants need to know we're coming for them, and the info war is expanding, and the people of America and the world are awakening and behind us.
While the global scientific dictatorship is busy injecting toxins into our water supply to dumb us down, we're busy injecting reality into society. It's the beginning of the end for the New World Order.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
They railed against the crown. another ragtag band declaring independence. They laid their bodies down in a bloody war for liberty, for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades. Free today. Thanks to the renegades. We're free today. Thank God for the renegades and the lives they lead. Far ahead, their time. Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. People like Michael Bagneret taking calls right now. Please spread the word about the InfoWars Money Bomb, the free video streams going out at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com after the official radio show ends in a couple hours. We will continue with live transmission on the audio streams at InfoWars.com. And this once-a-year transmission ends tomorrow at 11 a.m. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And I'm getting a bit theatrical here, having some fun, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I do when I get tired. I have fun. Let's go ahead. If I'm cleaning the garage out, I have a good time doing it, you know, or it would be hell. Let's go ahead and talk to Travis. Ooh, an evil first name, like Colonel Travis had a great last name, William Barrett Travis. Travis from Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
It's quite a great thing you're doing here today, or today, yesterday, tomorrow.
Thank you. You're talking, yes, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I was on here about a month or so ago. I got a little bit nervous, though, and I lost everything in my mind that I had planned out to say.
Well, fun to lose your mind. Welcome to the club, huh? Anyway.
Yeah, I've been trying to scoop it up after all these years of fluoride and television, you know, so I'm still...
You have done well, Lorena.
Seriously, what's your question for Michael Bagneret here, my friend? My little green friend.
How can we get through to people? Because 2012 has just been blown up in everybody's face on TV and the media everywhere. Nobody, like, wants to listen to it anymore. And now that it's getting more serious than ever, everybody's just tuning out and just not even...
Well, I disagree with you, and I appreciate your call. I either get callers that say, everybody's waking up I talk to, or I get calls saying, no one's waking up. And I found that, you know, if you're confident about stuff and you're talking to people that know how to tie their shoelaces, everybody knows stuff's wrong and wants to do something about it. They just don't know what to do about it. I don't know where all these people are that don't want to wake up and stuff. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I mean, is it like in a mortuary or something? I mean, anybody who's alive knows things are wrong. I don't think anybody denies that. Michael, have you noticed this paradox, Michael Bagneret, our guest, that either people that you talk to are awake and say everybody they know is awake, or you hear these people that say no one listens to me. I don't know where this is.
Well, when they say no one listens to me, it's usually because they are doing the elevator pitch. They've taken 10, 15, 20 years to figure out that things are not right. The Federal Reserve is, evil. And they'll get in an elevator in the lobby, and between the lobby and the 10th floor, they grab somebody by the lapels, and they say, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. And people run off the elevator because, this person has tried to teach them 20 years of education in 15 seconds. You have to give people time to absorb the information.
Yeah, also, a lot of people know what's going on. They're just scared and keep their mouth shut. I mean, a lot of people are walnut brains, too. That's my name for, like, I have to call the dogs in my house walnut brains. I mean, I like them. They're sweet. But, you know, they're not humans, and they behave badly sometimes. But a lot of my dogs are smarter than a lot of people I know. And, hey, walnut brains need to be triaged. Just move on, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.